There's a good chance you've never heard of John Paulding, Isaac Van Wart, or David Williams, yet each has a county in Ohio named after him, and the trio arguably saved the nation and the life of our first president. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McRae.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McRae is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
The date was September 24, 1780. General George Washington had just arrived at West Point and received a letter telling him the fort's commander, Benedict Arnold, had betrayed his country.
It is a blow like nothing else. He personally loved Benedict Arnold, and he needed him professionally, and he says, "Arnold has betrayed us. Who can we trust now?"
Char Weigel at the Tarrytown, New York Historical Society says British spymaster John Andre had been captured with notes on his person in Arnold's handwriting with details of the betrayal of West Point. Washington subsequently had him hanged at the spot along the Hudson River.
He's buried in Japan under a boulder, and in the early 1820s, the Brits ask us if they can have his body back. And now, if you go to Westminster Abbey, you will see this ornate marble tomb, because John Andre, to the British, is a war hero.
So where is Benedict Arnold buried? Char contacted the vicar of St. Mary's Battersea Church in London, England.
When I got there, she said, "Oh, I knew you'd be an American." She goes, "Well, no one in England knows who this guy is. Here's where he's buried. It's in the basement of the church. It's their daycare area."
Yes, Benedict Arnold is buried in a crypt behind an aquarium in a daycare in the basement of a church in London. Meanwhile, the three young men who first questioned spy John Andre here in Tarrytown, New York, well, they are the heroes you may never have heard of.
They get a silver medal, they get a pension, they get a farm. John Paulding, David Williams, and Isaac Van Wart. They're the heroes of the story and our local boys.
In fact, a county in Ohio was named for each. They are all interesting pieces of a revolutionary spy story that shaped the course of the young United States. Traveling the countryside in Tarrytown, New York, I'm Andrew McRae.